Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I don't know why I'm a bit scared of flying. I've been trying to work it out. Because hardly anything ever goes wrong with air travel. And even less frequently does a plane crash. It's millions to one, you know? Isn't it? Meaning it's like the lottery isn't going to happen to you. I try to argue that with people. They say, well, someone has to win it. And I say, yeah, but that doesn't mean it's going to be you. It won't be you. And they say, it could be me. And I'm like, technically true, but also what's true is it won't be you. So it won't be me with an air crash. So why am I worried about it? What it comes down to is there's 1,000 moving parts on an aircraft, isn't there? They have to be manufactured and then fitted and then crucially looked after, you know, just like you have to service a car once a year. Presumably they're servicing an aeroplane every so often. And I know one thing about human beings, it's this. Human beings are useless, lazy cunts. They're useless, lazy cunts that have just very often just shit at their jobs. That's why doctors and nurses, they're great, but occasionally people die when they shouldn't, because oh fuck, I'm knackered, I've just killed him. And surely the people that fix planes, they must surely phone some days in at work, not give a fuck. And one time they're gonna fuck up, aren't they? But they never seem to. So whoever you are, you aircraft engineers, I just want to say you're doing a remarkable job. And fuck me, keep it up. Keep it up, but never once think, you know, that's going to stop me assuming that you're a lazy cunt sometimes, like all the rest of us. And one day you're going to forget to fix the wings on proper. Why can't I have more faith in this world that some of you aren't just lazy cunts? I just can't, because you all definitely are.